Starting September 8th, you can hear The Food Guys at 9:50 right before Weekend Edition Sunday. Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. You know, Greg, I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, there comes a time somewhere in the late spring or something like that when every apple that you've stored or anything is now either no longer edible or exhausted.
Well, yes, it should be consumed, or even in the early fall. I always think apples are at their best when they just come out into the market, and maybe it's because I've been missing those fresh, crisp apples for so many months.
Yeah,
you know, In the summer, of course, you can always make early season applesauce.
Uh-huh.
And then as the more stalwart varieties come forth, then you can make a firmer applesauce with more structure that you can use either by itself or to put into cakes and muffins and even some pies.
Yeah, well, you know, you do that and you put up the applesauce, you know, in jars and stuff like that. But there comes a time in the spring. Now, applesauce can last for a long time.
It can.
But, you know, in that little springtime that I'm thinking about and early summer, that's the time to start using up that applesauce so that you can put up some more.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to clear out that cupboard a little bit. And what are some of the things that we can do with that applesauce? I mean, besides just eating it up. You can eat some of it, you know, with
the, well, one of my favorite things is just to have yogurt with a nice amount of applesauce.
Yogurt?
Yeah. Because you and I both do not sweeten our applesauces.
No.
We just cook the apple. We do not add sugar to it.
No.
If you want to add some kind of flavoring, you could certainly add a little bit of vanilla. But I don't even think
vanilla.
That's necessary because you could always add
maybe.
It later, right?
Yeah.
So you have this applesauce, and typically what we do, instead of putting it in jars and processing it, we freeze it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then that way, when we thaw it, we can actually not completely thaw it, and then we have almost like a sorbet.
Oh, I see. What a tricky idea. Yeah.
And that is so delicious by itself.
Hmm.
You don't need anything else with
that's
that.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. I hadn't thought of that. Now, that makes me think that I should be freezing some of this apple.
Yeah, freeze some of it and then see what you think.
Yeah. That's a pretty good plan. Well, what else can we do with it?
Well, you can also put applesauce into cakes. I like just like a plain sheet cake. You can also put it into layer cakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can make because it can.
You mean stirring it in with the ingredients and baking it?
Yeah, the liquid ingredients. You know, part of the liquid ingredients. You could put
applesauce for part
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say you make a very classic kind of layer cake where you're creaming the butter with the sugar and then you're beating in an egg or two, okay, or three. And then instead of milk as another ingredient, put in applesauce.
Huh, as a substitute for milk.
You could put it in as a substitute for milk.
That's a pretty interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it works very well. And then also,
would that do with cookies too?
You can do that with cookies. Cookie doughs, you have to watch out. You may have to make sure you have the right amount of flour in there. So if you're using applesauce, make sure that you're substituting it for something else, or you follow a recipe for applesauce cookies, in which it's worked out for you.
Always a good idea. I would imagine. And what other things? I mean, you can serve it on pancakes. And
well,
stuff
I,
like
there was
that,
one. But... Yes, it's terrific on pancakes. And I would probably mix it with either some sour cream or yogurt, just so I have something more substantial to put on. And I don't think I'd even use maple syrup or anything else. You know, with the applesauce topping, I don't think I would need to have.
Well, you know, I'm always thinking that apples and maple syrup go together very well, and like a tablespoon of maple syrup mixed in with the applesauce. Yeah, as a flavoring.
I was going to suggest also peanut butter.
Peanut butter
and applesauce go together very well. And
if you
have a recipe, let's say you have a favorite recipe for an applesauce cake, and I'm typically thinking of like a sheet cake, you know, like a square pan or an oblong pan, and it calls for applesauce, and it also calls for, say, butter, is that you substitute peanut butter for half the butter. And you will be amazed at the flavor that the peanut butter contributes to the applesauce.
Now, that's an interesting concept.
It's really, really, really terrific.
Applesauce, it turns out, seems to have a magic quality.
Yeah, but then why does the expression applesauce mean nonsense?
I don't know.
Oh, applesauce. It's like saying fiddlesticks. Yeah. So how did that happen?
I don't know. I think people get carried away, their imaginations and also their lack of imagination. The two of them seem to conflict at certain times and create anomalies.
But we don't mean nonsense at all with applesauce. We're talking about the real thing here.
We're talking about the real thing, the real item. And as you say, leave the sugar out of your applesauce.
Yeah, yeah.
You can always add it later if you feel it's necessary.
Yes.
But in the meantime, you've got applesauce that's real applesauce. And you can say, I learned all that from
the Food Guys.